Merry Christmas to one and all. I wish you and your families during this Christmas season the peace and the joy that only the Christ child can bring. There is a medieval legend that has been told and retold for many centuries. And this legend is about a boy who was an orphan. He did not know his mother nor his father. He dressed in rags and begged for bread and slept in doorways. But he was happy because he could do something wonderful. He could juggle. Every day he would go to the town square where there was an outdoor market, and he would go near the fruit and vegetable stand, and he would juggle, and crowds would gather and would watch this small boy juggle. And then afterwards, for his work, he was given a bowl of hot soup to eat. One day there came to town a group of traveling players, that is, actors. They wore costumes and they would perform plays for the people. He asked the leader of the troupe if he could join, but when the leader of the troupe told the boy to go begging elsewhere, the boy told him that he had this wonderful talent, that he could juggle. The leader agreed to let the boy travel with them, and so he traveled all through the countryside, juggling for the crowds that they would attract. He would roll out his carpet, and he would juggle sticks, then plates, then balance the plates on the sticks and twirl them. Then he would juggle clubs, rings, and then burning torches. Finally, to end his act, he would juggle colored balls. First a red ball, then an orange one, then a green, a blue, and a violet one. And towards the end of his act, he would cry out, "And now for the sun in the heavens." And he would grab a shining golden ball, and he would toss these balls higher and higher, faster and faster, while the crowds cheered. The boy became very famous and decided to set out on his own. He juggled for the crowds wherever he went, always ending his act with the shining golden ball for the sun in the heavens. He did this until he grew old, until times became very tough. When all his money was gone, his clothes once again became rags. He went back to begging for his food and sleeping in doorways. On a cold winter night, when the wind blew hard and there was an icy rain, he came to a monastery church and went inside and fell asleep. When he awoke, he heard beautiful music and saw the church all lit up by candlelight. He saw a long line of people bringing gifts and placing them in front of a statue of the Madonna and Child. He asked a lady standing near what this was all about, and the lady replied. She said, "Why, old man, it's the birthday of the Holy Child." He had woken up in the middle of midnight mass. After the mass, the old man waited until the church was empty. The church was dark, all except for the candles that were lit around the statue of the lady and the child. He went a little closer, and upon a closer look, he noticed that the child in the lady's arms, that his face seemed so stern and so serious. The old man said, "Oh, lady, I wish I had something to offer you too. Your child seems so sad, even with all these beautiful gifts. But wait, I used to make people smile." The old man then opened his bag, he put on his clown face, and he began to juggle. The sticks, the plates, then the plates on the sticks, the clubs and the rings. He smiled at the child and began to juggle the colored balls. And picking up the shining golden ball, he cried, "And finally, for the sun in the heavens." The man had never juggled so well in all of his life. He juggled faster and faster and cried out, "For you, sweet child, for you." And suddenly his old heart stopped. He fell to the ground. When the monks came to find him, with amazement they stared at the statue of the lady and her holy child. The child was smiling, and in his hand he held the golden ball. Brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, today we celebrate Christmas, the Nativity of the Lord. Today, a Savior is born for us, who is Christ and Lord, and with the angels we sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Like this juggler in this beautiful legend, we all have gifts to bring the Christ child. Even though to those around him, his juggling, it would not have seemed like much, he gave to Jesus everything he had. He gave to Jesus everything that he was. And this gift of himself brought great joy to the Christ child. Even by his juggling, even this mere talent, he was glorifying God. This Christmas, what gifts do you have to present to the Christ child on his birthday? Sometimes we are able to give him great gifts, things that really glorify him. Some will be able to give him something quite small. But what we should all do is we should all give him our best. Like the juggler, we should give Jesus everything that we have. We should give Jesus everything that we are. Most of all, we should give him our worship and our adoration. We should give him our love. This is the one thing that Jesus desires from each of us. This is the one thing that is most pleasing to him. This is why God, a God who is love, became one like us in all things but sin. This is why God became a baby for us at Christmas, to show us his love and so that we could return that gift of love. No one, whether shepherd or wise man, no one can approach God here below except by kneeling before the manger at Bethlehem and adoring God who is hidden in the weakness of a newborn child. Lord Jesus, this Christmas, as we kneel before your manger, and today as we kneel before you hidden in the Holy Eucharist in adoration, let our first Christmas word be, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, you who are the gift of the Father. Thank you for coming to save me from my sins. May I love you always, today and at every moment, with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength. Jesus, may you come and live your life and joy and peace in me. May it be so. Merry Christmas. Amen.